Paddy and Rob Palmer don't use alarm clocks. They have Big Merv yell, "How's that?" instead, thanks to BJ Howes. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Hey, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Wednesday, the 10th of August. Big fella's not in today. Justin Avendano, BBL champion. Thank you for filling in, mate.
That's all right. Rob will be back tomorrow, hopefully. The listeners will be happy.
Look, this is our podcast. We looked at Build My Ad. If you're a Central Coast business and you want to know how Rob and I can build you an ad, have a listen. It's a really simple thing to do. We went weddings today, footage of a groom exposing his bride's affair on their wedding day.
Yeah, we heard about a few more bad ones too.
Oh, unbelievable. Do you have a go at winning Lotto, your chances of winning that? And as well as that, we played this woeful game. Our producer came up with the worst game in radio history.
Yeah, Chloe's not in charge anymore after
this one. She called it a stadium game. It made air once, and that's all it will have made.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. Roberto's not in today. Should be in tomorrow. Justin Avendano, BBL champion twice over. Played for the Melbourne Stars for 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 days.
Got
the COVID call up.
Oh, yeah. I remember watching that.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Unfortunate for you, it was over quick. A bit like many things.
Got all the kids. Come and have a look at my mate, Justin. Have a look at him. Here he is. I know him. Jeez, I use that all the time.
Yeah.
And I text mates, Justin Avendano, he's doing it. And anyway.
So what's worse is when I get out, when I'm walking off, it's a long walk and you're getting abused by all the crowd. I don't care about any of that. I'm thinking all my mates who I got told I'm playing and they're sitting there going, what an idiot. This guy sucks. That's how I feel coming up. I let all my friends down. That's the problem. I don't want to tell people I'm playing.
Yeah. Do other players get angry? Like when they do?
Yeah, there's some big blow-ups. So I'm pretty calm. Yeah. But yeah, there's some helmets thrown. A lot of bats broken in the sheds. Yeah, they try and hide it going off, and then
as soon as they get in there,
mate.
But Big JA, do other players say things to other players? Because you see it when it's on NRL. If they let a try through, and you can see someone having a go at say the winger or the outside centre, and they're going off. So does that happen in cricket as well?
Yeah, it only happens when you're a fast bowler and someone drops a catch, and you see the fast bowler just absolutely blow up, and you just want to dig yourself a hole in the outfield where it's dropped. But other than that, no, there's never any blow-ups.
And he's not saying toilet duck, is he?
No,
not at
no,
all.
No, no. No.
Well, look, to other sport, WWE legend Virgil. Look, I can't remember Virgil. I saw a picture of him. He's a big dude. He's made this startling claim, because we're just talking about WWE before, that he has slept with, and you won't believe it. So I'll give you a little bit of game show. I do this with Rob. Play the game.
Okay.
How many? He's 60 years old. His real name's Michael Jones. He was star of WWE back in the 80s and 90s. How many, you reckon?
Oh, it's got to be more than me and you of one. So let's go... 100.
Higher. Way, 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 way higher.
1,000.
Way higher.
What?
Yeah.
2,000.
Oh, no, no, no. Way, way, way.
5,000.
No, no. Higher,
really?
Higher.
10,000.
No, higher.
20.
No.
It's not possible.
500,000.
Higher than 500,000.
It can't be... 800,000.
Higher.
A million.
Yes, a million.
That's
a million.
Not possible.
Ding, 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 ding.
Anyway.
Maybe how many videos he's watched.
Anyway. So Virgil, this is what he said. A million. And then it went online, of course. Now, he was born on April 7, 1951. For him to have been with 1 million women, that's an average of one woman every 37.5 minutes of his entire life. So
he must have a good doctor.
I think Virgil is telling a few porkies, don't you think?
Yeah, but...
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
And Chloe, our producer, has come up with a very low-rent game. It is called...
The stadium name game. Stadium location game.
This is going to stick.
No game show music. I'll just bring in some game show music. Oh, God. Okay, so how does this work, Chloe?
So I'm going to name a stadium, and then you guys have to guess where the location is around the world. Tell me where it is. And bonus points for how many people it fits.
Can we scrap the bonus
points? Nope.
But that's ridiculous.
Bonus points.
Absolutely stupidity. We've got Peter Kurumbong is on Team Justin.
Congratulations, Peter. You're about to win $100.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Now, on Team Paddy is Aaron from Canwell. G'day, Azzy.
Hey, boys.
Look, I don't know how this is going to go. It's... look, this is very low rent, a stupid game, but anyway, we're going to do it. Chloe is the quiz mistress, anything to get on radio. And you're vying for $100 to spend at Bay Road Brewing, okay?
No.
All right. Okay, here we go. Good question one, quiz mistress.
Okay, question one. Well, let's do a test round. Melbourne Cricket Ground.
Yep, Paddy.
Oh, I've got to say Justin.
Well, I guess I have to give it to Paddy. Paddy?
I'd say that's Melbourne, Chloe.
Congrats.
Oh, thank you.
That was a trial. Is that it?
That was a trial.
Well, oh, no, that wasn't real. Oh, sorry about that, Aaron. All right, okay. Go again. Question one. Here we go.
Salt Lake Stadium.
Justin. Paddy.
Justin.
Salt Lake City.
Wrong.
Oh, sucked in, pal.
It's in India.
Okay, so you're minus one.
Did you want to have a
you are minus, you do so.
Did you want to have a stab at how many people it fits?
No, that's ridiculous.
85,000.
Wrong, 132,000.
Okay, let's Aaron, so Justin Avendano is minus one.
Sorry,
I'm
Peter.
On zero. Okay, here we go. Question two, quiz mistress.
Wembley Stadium.
Paddy. Oh.
Paddy.
Wembley in London.
Correct.
No.
Oh,
how many people?
I have no idea. Probably 80,000.
You can get the bonus point.
It fits 80, but if it's a concert, you can fit up to 120.
90,888. Yeah.
Let's scrap the crowd thing.
So, you have to get it exactly right.
Paddy is on one. Well done. See, ours, we're up there, and Justin's minus one.
No, you don't get minuses.
Come on. Question. Okay. Next question. Question. What is this? Question two.
Three.
Oh, geez, what a hopeless game.
Beaver Stadium.
Beaver? Justin. Justin?
Oh, I don't know. Montreal.
Bum, bum.
Beaver.
Pennsylvania.
Oh, what a USA. Stupid game. Okay, go to the next question.
It? Okay.
Yep.
Allianz Arena.
Paddy, Sydney.
Wrong.
No, Mexico.
Wrong.
No.
What is it?
Germany.
Oh, no.
I knew that would throw you off.
I even tried to cheat. I even looked that up.
Let's finish the game now. Aaron, congratulations. $100 Bay Road Brewing. You've got $100 to spend there.
Jeez, I was a complete mute on it as well.
Well done. Sorry about that, Peter.
Yeah, apologies.
You picked the wrong horse. You know, if you come up with our idea, let's pass it through everyone, hey, first.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
I want to go through the boss first.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Did you say you're back at the gym? You did 30 days straight.
Yeah, I'm 29 days into 30 days straight. Well, it's 30 sessions in 30 days. Yeah. So I've had a few days off. I do some double ups.
Right.
But yeah, you can't really tell I go to the gym.
No, you're looking massive. You're looking massive. What about bench? Do you do bench?
I'm actually not allowed to bench because I've got crooked shoulders and a crooked chest.
Mate.
So,
mate,
that's why I'm the smallest guy at the gym who's going every day. It's embarrassing. I go there and like do skipping.
Mate, you've got to go for the show muscles, seriously.
No, I've got no show muscle. I just wear a tighter shirt as possible. Tries to help.
Your little brother's shirt. Look, speaking of sport, this is Sam Ficker, you know, the synchronised diver from Australia. He's on the YouTube channel and all that sort of stuff. He's revealed what Aussie medalists received for winning gold, silver or bronze. So what they got, number one, they got a box and it was made of hardened cardboard. So eco-friendly, looks great. He posted this on TikTok. The other thing they got was a toy, a little mascot. And the main thing they got, the Australian team, whether you won gold, silver or bronze, you got a key ring, which is the same colour as the medal.
You work your whole life, you specialise in a sport,
yeah,
you get a box, or a key ring.
You get a key ring. And like in other countries, they give their medalists up to $36,000 in prize money for winning medals. India's gold medalists were spurred on by the fact they were poised to take home $36,000 along with the equivalent of $18,000 if you got silver and $13,500 for bronze. So, yes, Moe?
They're better off calling up and winning in the nuts.
I know. You get better prizes here on Triple M than what you do putting 4 years of your life to the particular sport and you get a key ring. Bit lame-o, isn't it?
Surely there's like a petition the athletes can sign and just be like, we won't compete unless you get some sort of money. Because it's all essentially amateur sport. They don't really get paid.
No,
it's all from endorsements.
Get a key ring in the colour of the medal you win. But like with the Olympic Games, the Aussie medalists, if they win, they get $20,000 for gold, $15,000 for silver and $10,000 for bronze. But for the Commonwealth Games, key ring. Diddly squat.
I still think it should be like a Hunger Games situation. They pick a name out the hat. Oh, this is your sport. Off you go.
You fight to the death.
No death, but like.
Oh, I like the Hunger Games. Mix it up with the, that would be good, wouldn't it? It'd be good ratings, wouldn't it?
I would watch the Olympics way more.
How would you go in the Hunger Games?
Yeah.
Oh, what
Paddy,
about doing
that?
It's named after you. It's a good name.
I know. What if they did the Hunger Games and just eat
everything. Oh, now you got me.
That's a Paddy's competition won. Between you and Rob. Let's organise it.
Let's do the Hunger Games. That's what we're going to do. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer are about to down tools for a smoko. How's about you drop into BJ Howe's? Tools, steel, gas. Lizaro, Charmhaven and Cardiff.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. That should be in the news instead of the other news.
Yes. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Paddy. How are we doing?
Good, thank you, sir. What do you got for us?
Mate, I've got a weird story come out of New York. So this New York lawyer, he goes travelling and he's taking his cats with him around the world. So I'm just starting to think...
One of his cats.
Was that a baby?
No. That was a cat.
Okay, we'll go with a cat. But he takes them traveling around with him. So him and his wife, they've got three cats in New York City and they started. So they got him prepped for trips. They said, you know what? We want to take these cats out for trips with us. Like, we want to bring them. We're talking about dogs over the last couple of days. Like, what does a cat do? They don't even do anything. How could you take a cat away? But anyway, he dresses them up, takes them all around the world, takes photos everywhere they go. And to get him trained, they took him to Central Park, got him meeting people, put them on a leash, and was walking their cats around Central Park as sort of a guide to getting started. Yeah. And they get fed in the cabin. They do everything like a normal human would be. It's incredible. And the photos you see are just ridiculous.
So he is he able to fly with the cats?
I'm not sure if it's in the cabin.
Or underneath.
It's probably underneath. But I'm starting to think, what things are you taking on holidays? Like when I go away playing cricket, I take a little bed with me. When I went to Hawaii, I didn't even give my wife business class seats. I went up business class. She sat in an economy. Like, how are these guys treating their cats like this? I can't believe it.
but see, our dogs can't travel. Bear gets sick. He gets car sick, so he can't travel. So that's why we don't do many things, because poor little Bear spews every time we go in the car. We only have to go around the corner of the vet or whatever. But that's quite interesting. Well, we've got Prince Harry. You know how he's caught in that infamous LA romp about 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Something's up for auction. The former stripper who claimed Harry handed his underwear after stripping down in that Las Vegas hotel suite is selling them online. Carrie, who's 43, told the Mirror newspaper she hopes the prince's black briefs are a reminder of the fun Harry before he settled down became a bore. When he used to get into it big time. Anyway, she claims they shared a little bit of a kiss, but that's about it. Online bidding starts on Thursday. If you want Prince Harry's underpants, $10,000 US charity.
Is that where you're going to start?
Oh, I'm going on.
You've been telling me off air you're a big Prince Harry fan. You wouldn't mind some.
Yeah, 10,000. Portion of the auction proceeds, they reckon, will go to Harry and Meghan's charity, Archiewell. But yeah, so 10,000 for Harry's underpants. If you want to go online, you can just search it and pay that.
Some of the things you can sell online these days, eh?
Oh, I know. Good money out there. There's gold in them hills, I tell you, mate.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Serena Williams is hanging up a racket, 23 Grand Slams.
Big news.
She's over. That's it.
Devastating for women's tennis, that.
Yeah. Is she going to go and have a bub?
Trying to have a baby, yeah. She's 40 years old. She's married to a billionaire, so she's got tough times ahead, I guess.
Oh, yeah. So we better set the GoFundMe page up for her if we can.
No, she only owns, I think, an NFL team as well.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, no, she's doing okay. So I think tennis is probably the last thing on her mind at the moment. I think she's setting up herself for the rest of her life.
A little more. Little more cash if you possibly can donate.
Yeah.
And Cameron Smith, the mullet, one of our favourite golfing mullets, is he going to the LIV Golf Series? Yeah. Is that the go?
Well, one of his other tour professionals and fellow Aussie, Cam Percy, came out and said that it's a done deal. He's virtually signed. He's going to wait till the end of the PGA Tour season and kicking off next year. He's going to join the new league for reportedly over $100 million.
Good money. Set up GoFundMe.
Same again. Geez, these Aussies are doing well in golf.
GoFundMe page set up for Cameron Smith doing that. And Ricky Stewart too, he's been suspended for one game. Personally fined $25,000 for calling Panthers playman Jamin Seminar weak gutted dog after last Saturday's game. And they say that he's not allowed to coach or train any individuals. Train the team for a period of 7 days. It started at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, which means he can't coach or train the team remotely or in person. Oh, what a load of... he's not going to.
Exactly. He'll be on the calls.
Yes.
First time ever this has ever happened to a coach. It happened to Shane Flanagan, I think, when the drug scandal happened with the
Did he get suspended?
I think he got suspended for that, but that was completely different circumstances.
Yeah.
So
this
is the first time it's ever happened to a coach. Yeah. And to be fair, I think he deserves it.
Oh,
all the haters out there might argue it. I think he deserves it. You can't be saying that about young, up-and-coming NRL
That's
stars.
That's what I said. I kept saying to curse my missus. I said, imagine if someone had said that, like publicly, in such a public domain, all, you know, through the TV channels and all that sort of stuff, about your kid, you'd be livid.
Yeah.
You'd be absolutely
exactly
wild.
Exactly right. No, wrong thing to do.
And, hey, tomorrow too, we have got round 22 of the NRL, so we're taking your tips, and it's worth $1,100. So all you got to do is tip 8 from 8. I was talking to Scotty last night, Scotty from St. Hubert's Island, and he said he would have got 7. He was so close, he reckons. So tomorrow, Scotty, huge sporting moments, even bigger screens to watch them on. Avoca Beach Bolo, we're sponsored by with that. So $1,100. And the thing is, we're then going to have a party. If no one wins it, or even if someone does win it, we're going to have a party at Avoca Beach Bowling at the end of the tipping anyway.
Staff only?
Oh, no, no, tippers only.
Tippers only. Oh, that's all right.
You might get a start.
I've got to get into this tipping comp.
You might get a start. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Footage, and we're looking at things that have gone on at weddings. It's only happened at a wedding. Footage of a groom exposing his bride's affair. Oh, not a good day to do that.
No.
On their wedding day. And Kirsten Mrs. said, would you go through with the wedding? Yes. And what he did, he played an X-rated video of her in bed with another man, and it's left the internet in shock on the wedding day.
They're and they still there. Went. They went through with it.
Oh, he went through it. No, showed it after they got married. So they said, I do, I do, I do, you know, all that sort of stuff. And at the reception, there it comes up on the big screen. And a guest of the newlyweds, it happened in China, can be looking in horror as the steamy bedroom scene featuring the bride and her new husband's brother-in-law. Oh, yeah, he was a scumbag, that bloke. Yeah, the new husband's brother-in-law played out from a projector at the couple's reception. Oh.
I'm glad I'm already married. Imagine that happening to someone.
Oh, wouldn't that be awful? Oh, wouldn't that be awful? Now, the disgraced woman then threw a bouquet at the husband, could be heard shouting, did you think I didn't know about this? So, look, the clip went viral. It's clocked up about 6 million views. A few comments as well about it. But, look, you may not have had that happen at a wedding, but what happened at yours?
Yeah, like we're talking about wedding disasters here. Yeah. I actually have one myself. I got married last year, and the night before the wedding, we had a couple of drinks. We went out to a nice pub and singing and dancing and whatnot. And then I woke up the next morning. I didn't have a voice, so I wasn't allowed to say one word. I had a doc come over and say, look, what can I do to actually start speaking? They said, don't speak for about 8 hours. So my first words of the day was about 3 o'clock when I said, I do, and they barely even came out. Everyone cracked up laughing. I had to turn the mics up. And then when it came to about 8 o'clock for our speeches, I could barely get anything out. So luckily the audio is not too bad, but it sounds nothing like me. So it was really,
you lost your voice on the day of the wedding.
Yeah, day of the wedding.
There you go. 133353. It happened at the wedding. What happened? Give us a call. Let us know. And we could send you to the Hotel Gosford, $100 to spend there. As we said, newly renovated Hotel Gosford, your local iconic pub. Done better. Check it out today. It happened at the wedding. It could have been something like that X-rated video. Oh,
I don't really want to hear too many of those stories. That's actually a really sad story.
Oh, I do, actually. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Vanessa, what do you got for us? 133353.
Morning, Paddy. Morning, Justin.
Good morning. How are we doing? Tell us your story.
I'm good. Well, I don't have anything like that, guys.
That's good. I don't want to hear that.
But I think I've got something better.
Oh, here we go.
Yep, here we go. I went to a wedding many years ago and the groom went to the wrong venue.
Where was the wedding and where did he end up?
I knew you were going to ask that. Okay, so originally it was booked in for the Magenta.
Okay, beautiful.
Then they changed it because they wanted the golf course at Cowinda Waters over at Wyong.
So how did he go to the other venue that was supposed to be?
Yes, he ended up going to Magenta Shores first, Paddy, because that's where Kel had actually booked the wedding first. But she changed the venue at the last minute, about 2 to 3 weeks before the wedding date.
Yeah.
And he just went to the old venue. And he was running about 45 nearly minutes an hour late.
Oh, and then he realised what wrong venue he had. Then had to go to the other venue. She's waiting, the bride's waiting for the groom.
Yes.
And thinking she's been stood up.
Yeah, probably thought she had a runner.
Yeah.
So a 1 o'clock wedding turned it into a 3 o'clock wedding.
Wonder if that has ever happened. I don't know anyone personally who knows someone who's done a runner.
No.
I do.
Oh, you've got two wedding stories.
They didn't turn up.
Yeah, I actually know two. Back in the early days, I know a female and a male that pulled out of a wedding, actually.
I don't think you're allowed to go to any more weddings. You seem like a curse.
Thank you, Vanessa. We've got Kylie from Wyoming. Hello, Kylie.
Yeah, morning, boys. Welcome to the team, Justin.
Yeah, thank you very much. Trying to do my best filling in for the big fella.
Yeah, he might be back tomorrow, big RP. We'll see how he goes. But we're talking about that footage of a groom exposing his bride's affair on the wedding day. Kylie,
yeah, we kind of done that.
Yeah, so tell us your story.
2 months after my wedding that my groom was cheating on me with his secretary, but that wasn't the worst thing. It must have been an omen because, you know, at the churches, the really old churches have got the underfloor heating and the metal grate.
Yep.
Came time to exchange the rings and dropped the ring and it went straight down the grate.
Right. Okay. Can we get, that was pretty bad, but I think the worst thing is he's caught cheating. How did you catch, how did you know? So he married you and you found out how many months later?
2 months later.
How did you find out?
I turned up to have lunch with him at work and he was with the secretary in his office.
Oh, you're kidding.
Over the desk.
Taking dictation.
Oh, so to speak.
I hate hearing these stories. This makes me cringe.
And so what did you, I suppose, we've got a swearometer on, don't sweat. did you just walk out or what was the go?
Turned around on my heels, walked out, placed all these items out, threw these items out the top story window.
And that was it.
And, yeah, that was it.
So you
had the lock changed by the time he got home.
Happily married now, remarried. What's the new update then?
No. I'm in a relationship with the love of my life.
Okay, that's all that matters.
Would you get married again?
Yeah, I think I would. I think enough time's passed now.
Have you seen him since that day that you walked out?
After, God, no.
Yeah, never spoken to him. You don't know what he's doing or anything like that?
That's probably for the best.
Yep, absolutely. But in hindsight, it's always got to be a silver lining. And if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have been on the Central Coast.
See, there you go. And why would you want to live anywhere else?
I would have been in Tamworth.
Oh, Tamworth. I deserved it. I had to come here. There was always a reason.
$100. Well, you can go into the Hotel Gosford. $100 to spend there, Kylie. Well done.
Woo! Yeah,
good on you.
Thank
have a good
you.
Wednesday. We'd love to know. Does anyone know what Vanessa did about someone who just didn't turn up? Wouldn't you say, just let them know beforehand?
Nah, I'm recently married. I don't want to hear these stories.
No, you've got to hear them.
I don't want to hear them. I feel bad for them.
You've got to know the good, the bad, and the ugly of it, mate. Triple M.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
With the man who eats his steak blue, can't believe that. We are not going out for lunch. I cannot sit beside people who have their steak blue.
Who gets a well-done steak?
Me.
So you ask for rare because you know that it's going to come medium rare because the chefs always stuff up. They always overcook it, so you just ask for rare.
But your wife, Zoe, she has it well done as
well. Yeah, she's a country girl, so she's cooked to the
mate,
bone.
Right through.
Horrible.
I did go out for lunch with someone, and I sat beside them, actually, and they had a blue steak. It made me sick in the belly. I couldn't watch. I could not.
Eating a well-done steak's like eating
a tire. No, it's not.
How do you have your chicken cooked?
Yeah, rare as well. It's beautiful. You lose heaps of weight for a few days afterwards.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
There are many ways. See, like people these days now, it's all about cash. You know how we gave away the free fuel and Mickey's giving away the free cash because things are so bloody dear.
Yeah, it's expensive. Everyone loves free stuff.
Oh, we love free stuff. And look, it's not free because you've got to pay for it. A story came out the other day of the 10 biggest Powerball wins in Australia. And do you play it often?
Yeah, I do it a couple times a year. Yeah, I'm more into the house ones where you win a house and you get better odds.
Oh, you bought me one of those tickets. Yeah. We had one of those bets.
Yeah, we had a bet, so I bought you a chance to win a house, 1 in 20,000 chances, and we lost, unfortunately.
Yeah,
we're
going to
split
that
it.
House.
We're going to move in together, remember?
That's right. It was too. You were going to tell your wife and I was going to tell my wife.
And we would have lived happily ever after.
And it didn't eventuate.
No.
So we've both moved on.
Yeah.
But look, 10 of the biggest winners on the in Australia with Powerball, $63 million was the 10th biggest prize that's been given away so far. That was in Kalgoorlie. Goes through $63 million, $70 million. The biggest prize won on Powerball was $107 million from a lady in Sydney who continues to work.
Really?
Oh my! Would you continue to work?
I would
Absolutely
be
not.
Buying a golf course and I'll be living there and I would never leave. I'll be full-time retirement golfer at 29.
But it sometimes can turn nasty because you've won it. excuse me, because people think you've won it, that you can give it away. Even though, like, you work Monday to Friday, people then don't go and say, give me some of your pay. But because you won it, people, relatives especially, are just nasty.
We were just talking off air. At what stage do you, how much do you give away? If you win $63 million or $100 million, sure, you're giving away a good portion of it. But if you won $10 million,
yeah.
$10 million these days, you buy a couple homes, the coast is getting expensive.
Yeah.
Do you even tell anyone?
No.
No, you just wouldn't.
Chloe, producer, would you tell anyone?
Yeah, I probably would.
Oh, yeah, you can't keep your mouth
closed. I wouldn't tell my wife.
Because you set up another
account. She'll buy six horses.
So you would go and get a private PO box, go to a news agent, get a private, all the information set there. Oh, I haven't done that. Don't look at me like that. I'm just But, you know, your chances of winning Powerball are 1 in 134 million. Yeah. So your chances are pretty rare.
I actually won the lotto when they told me I could spend every day with you at work.
Exactly, Chloe.
What a sucker.
It's like a rainbow has landed on you and the pot of gold is me. There you go.
Patty, you're glowing right now.
You don't need to win lotto when you work with...
I don't even get paid.
I know. It's the honour. Somehow I think you're lying.
But it'd be I miss you, Rob.
Oh, no worries.
Has anyone won lotto on the coast? Triple M.
Get more of Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer on the Listener app. Thanks to BJ Howes, your mates for tools, steel, gas, Lizero, Charmhaven and Cardiff. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.